Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Actually, I'd like to piggyback off of what my brother Robin said a minute ago, actually. Amen. Yeah, I'd like to piggyback off of what Brother Robin said a minute ago, you know, about listening to the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you know, in the book of Acts, chapter 9, I believe it is, it starts out with Peter praying on the rooftop. And see, Peter, he doubted the vision because he didn't understand it. He said he didn't understand the vision. It said that clearly in the book of Acts. It says, in the book of Acts, it says that Peter had a vision on the rooftop and he didn't understand it. And he said, he questioned, you know, people say because of that vision, they say, well, you know, I can go ahead and eat any unclean thing and it won't hurt me because he said, whatever I've called clean, you can't call unclean. And they said, that means I can eat anything I want. They get high blood pressure, diabetes, they get all kinds of diseases, and it is because they misinterpret the Word of God.
That's right.
He didn't say it was all right to eat certain foods involving that, because what it was talking about was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Peter thought it was wrong to baptize Gentiles in the Holy Ghost. He thought it was wrong to lay hands on a Gentile. And he told Jesus, he said, Lord, it's unclean. What you're showing me in this vision is unclean. And what he was showing him was the Gentiles receiving from him. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Because I tell you, if all foods was all right to eat, why did Paul say in the Word of God to Timothy, he said in the last days many would be giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and demons. Even eating food sacrificed unto idols. If it was all right to eat any type of food, why did Paul tell Timothy to be careful about it? Lord, have mercy. Jesus said the same thing in Revelation chapter 2. He said they're eating food sacrificed to idols. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I'm trying to make a point here. Somehow I'm letting God make a point. Thank you, Jesus. But Acts chapter 10, verse 44, it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. He didn't discriminate. He didn't say just the Jews. He said the Jews and the Gentile. He said we are all one in Christ Jesus. That there's neither male nor female in his word. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. He even said in the last days, your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Your old men would dream dreams and your young men would see visions. Folks, when Jesus went up, the end began.
Come on.
Because the moment he went up, 10 days later, the Holy Ghost fell, and men and women began to talk in other tongues. They all began to preach as the Spirit gave them the utterance in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you know, a lot of people today say that tongues are done away, and all this wonderful things are done away, prophecies and miracles, that they cease, but they haven't ceased. He said there was coming a day when prophecy would cease and miracles would cease, but until that day, they're still in existence. Amen? That day has not got here yet, because we're all not gathered together in the land of glory, far beyond the Milky Way, and the veils of heaven have not been rent, and what's on the other side can't be seen on this side yet. Oh, hallelujah, when that day comes, every prophet in the house of God is going to be out of a job, because that's the day prophecy. That's the day prophecy will end. But until then, because the Bible said Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire. So let me tell you, there's not one scripture that anybody can give to say that prophecy is done away, that miracles are done away, because they're not. Because if miracles are done, and prophecy is done, and praying in tongues is done, then that means Christ is done. Now, when he said it is finished, he was talking about, I'm dividing religion from a relationship. It's done. Every bondage that you'd ever face is broken the day he cried, it is finished. Every bondage was broken by the power of his blood. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, glory to God. But it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they, with the circumcision, which believed, were astonished. They believed they had been circumcised. They were religious. But something got their attention that was past their religious concept. They got to experience what Jesus came to give. He came to give a relationship. And they got to see when the Lord Jesus came down. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, Acts chapter 9, it was still just for the Jews. But Acts chapter 10 is where we got in. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We got in at Acts chapter 10. But I want to entitle this, if I can, anything. I'd like to say, learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. If God tells you don't go down that way, don't go down that way. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Brother Robin was just talking about going one way and the Holy Ghost saying, don't go down that way. And that prophet didn't listen to God and found himself with a jackass mentality. And the donkey ate, the lion ate the prophet, but he didn't touch the donkey because the donkey had more sense than the prophet. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. There was another prophet who had a jackass mentality walking down the road, and God had to send an angel. And the Lord said, when he finally saw the angel of the Lord said, I was going to kill you and leave the donkey alive. Now that's saying something. God didn't kill you to leave the donkey. That's saying something. That donkey had more sense than the prophet.
Come on now.
Lord have mercy. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, glory to God. I'm trying to stop already, but God's just pulling me just a little bit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I love you, Lord. Amen. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them. See, God told him to go and bring the word, but yet he was stalling is what he was doing. You look at that, right? He was stalling. He didn't want to go ahead and just deliver what the Holy Ghost told him to do. So as he yet spake, the Holy Ghost jumped in. He says, if you won't do it, I will. And he just stepped Peter aside and he went on and done what he was going to do. And he got his glory. And the Bible said those with religiosity, and it said they that were circumcised, they of the circumcision, those of the law, believed, were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. But they heard them speak with new tongues and magnified God. Then answered Peter. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Then answered Peter. He said, wait a minute. Hallelujah. He said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? I tell you something. He said, who am I to withhold the Holy Ghost? That's what he was telling them.
Right.
Who am I to withhold the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. But it goes on to tell you in the next chapter that Peter then understood the vision. He understood what he saw in the heavenlies where they said they were unclean, where he said it was unclean for them to receive the baptism. He said it to him, it was not clean what the Lord had in mind for the Gentiles. But he said he came to put enmity. He came to bring peace. And no longer enmity. The Bible said that in his own flesh he abolished enmity between God and man, making one new man.
Amen.
Through him and through the Spirit, he made one new man.
Oh.
By the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We shouldn't be divided by religiosity and other religious practices. The Bible says they made the word of God a non-effect because of the traditions of man.
That's right.
Why do you think a lot of people reject the truth? Because they've been made subject to religion.
That's it.
They've been made subject to other things. But if he would have just listened to the Holy Ghost, he would have came to the house. The anointing would have fell, but he was trying to look good, and he was stalling, and the Holy Ghost said, I'll just move. And he moved Peter out of the way. The Bible said, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all them.
which heard the word. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, glory to God. And that's what will happen when the anointing's in the place and you're in the anointing and the anointing's in you and you step up. Now see, in the New Testament, in the time that Jesus was on earth, it was God in Christ. Now the greater mystery becomes Christ in us.
That's it.
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, glory to God. He becomes alive in us.
Amen.
And makes himself known in us. He hides this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Yes. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
He hides his treasure in earthen vessels. We got the answer people are looking for. I found the cure for AIDS. It's Jesus. I found the cure for cancer. It's Jesus. Jesus is the answer to cure cancer. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. People are hungry. People are hungry in this day and time. I'm meeting people all the time recently that's pouring it out and they want more of what God has to offer them. They're hungry for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Like Sister Tanya, when she came to the altar a few weeks ago, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She said, I just step back and let Jesus have his way. That's the secret to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just surrender. Just submit. And as you submit and let him take over, people are filled with the Holy Ghost. People are filled with fire. I tell you, we become a threat to hell when we learn to shut up and let God speak up. Amen. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Sometimes we need to learn to sit down and shut up and let God speak up. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Peter done said enough, and God said, that's it. I'll speak now. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Like in a marriage vow, let them speak now or forever hold their peace. Oh, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I tell you, a lot of people in the pulpit today, there's a whole lot of talking going on, but there ain't a lot of walking in their talking. They ain't got a lot of fire shut up in their bones. Like Jeremiah, he said, I ain't gonna preach for you no more. And they don't preach anymore. But Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. Me and Brother Robin was talking about it earlier today. You know, there's a lot of people that God will let go of because they don't want to follow him. But then there are certain people that he's handpicked. God has earmarked them. And God says, I'm not letting you go. Even if you want to go, you're still in my control. And there are some people, see, I tell you, people say, well, God chose me, but I have a choice. Actually, I don't agree with that. Because he said, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So I want to say this, the chosen have no choice. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, glory to God. Those that are chosen have no choice. They got to obey. Even if they delay, delayed obedience is disobedience, because the Bible says the sin of disobedience is as a sin of witchcraft. There's a lot of people disobeying the call. They won't go where God called them to go. But yet, they say they love God. They appear on Sunday morning. They dress up nice. And they send a suit and tie and look pretty. But when they stand before God, they won't have nothing to show for it.
My God.
Because they're so caught up in the mundane and the rituals of church.
Come on now.
They dress up. They look good. They smell good. Thank God for some colognes. Hallelujah. Because some people need them. They smell good. They look good. They sound good. But what's in them really ain't good. They got a hidden issue within their tissue. You know, I'll tell you, just like Naaman the leper. He walked down into the water because he had an issue in the tissue. He could cover it up. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of people that go to church and wear a suit and a tie, and they cover up what's on the inside of them. They think, maybe I can fake it, baby, till I make it. They're going to dress up and dress out and dress down and finally see at the end they totally miss the dressing.
Amen.
Ooh, glory to God. They're going to miss the crowning day when God gives out the robes of righteousness, when God crowns his children in His glory. They're going to find out they missed it altogether. There's two things given out besides the crown. Oh, shakarabasha. On the day that God calls His children home, there's two things given out besides the crown. There's the robe of righteousness and the gown of salvation. Besides the crown, are we going to receive a robe or gown? That's what I like to ask right there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Is it a robe or a gown? The robe of righteousness or a gown of salvation? Just something to cover them up. They got nothing to show for their life except that they were saved. And the salvation was enough to get them to heaven. But like Brother Robin said, I want to go past just salvation. I want to go into more of God. There was a little Baptist lady I was talking to, and she said, well, just salvation was good enough for me and my granddaddy and grandma. Hey, they love God. They got to heaven. Yeah, but I said God wants to do more than just save you. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, I tell you, when people get saved, the Spirit of God comes to live within them. But there's a difference between being sealed and being filled. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. God earmarks them for heaven the moment they accept Jesus. But the enemy will try his darndest to take them out of the equation of salvation. People say all the time, I hear it, oh, salvation can't be lost. Bull, it can. He said, oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, if the salt loses its luster, Jesus said, it can't be resalted, but it's thrown down and trampled over the feet of men. But if you go back and read Revelation 2, 4 through 5, he said, realize where you've fallen and repent quickly, or I'll come and remove the anointing, the lampstand, the church from its place. I'll remove that church from the kingdom if it won't do what I've called it to do. He said, I'll remove that church from its place in me. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to
my
God.
My God, my God, my God.
Whoa, ain't that powerful?
Ooh.
He said, I'll remove the candlestick from its place. I used to think it was the anointing, but the candlestick represents the church. That's He said, I'll take that church out if they won't build me up. And they won't, because he said, if I be lifted up, not the people, not the pastor, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
My God.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So if I could say anything tonight, I'd say learn to listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because he's the one who's going to keep us out of trouble. The Bible said the Holy Spirit's to keep us from stumbling.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. I like that word capable. It said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not, Brother Robin said earlier, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit of God is to keep you, is able to keep you from stumbling. It's His will that you fall not. He even said, I would encourage you that you sin not. But if you fall, you have an advocate with the Father. Amen. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not condoning sin, but I'm just saying if we fall, we have an advocate with the Father. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. I love you, Lord Jesus. But another scripture that proves salvation can be lost is Revelation 4 through 5. He said, for those who overcome, for those that don't stop running this race, he said, I will not blot out their name from the book of life.
That's right.
For the name to be blotted out, it has to first be written in. That shows you right there salvation can be lost.
Come on now.
The only salvation, sozo, completely lacking nothing, is found in Jesus Christ. But let me say this. People say all the time, oh, God don't leave me. That's right. He don't leave us. We leave Him. It's time the church get back to the altar and find out where we left God the last time.
Come on now.
Oh, ra ba ba. Just say what God said and nothing else. Say what God said and sit down and shut up. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. There's a lot of people up there preaching. Holy Ghost told them to be quiet 30 minutes ago. And they keep on talking. And the anointing lifts in the building. Why? Because God is grieved. Because he said be quiet. And they still running their mouths. And they miss it.
Yep.
And that causes other people to miss the move. And they don't get saved because the preacher didn't know when to shut up.
My
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. We got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Amen.
He is the person of God the Father. He can be grieved. He can be joyed. He can be angered. I mean, he has all the emotions of you and I. And I love what Catherine Coleman said about the Holy Ghost. She said, if you call him an it, you don't know him. I hear people say, well, it came down last night, and it did this, and it did that. I want to slap the devil out of them and say, don't you know he ain't an it, he's a person. He's the person of the Father. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost burning all over me right now. Woo! Hallelujah, Holy Ghost.
Wow.
Ooh, there's a heavy anointing here tonight.
Ooh,
hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, glory to God.
Glory
we just God. Gotta learn to let God speak.
Amen.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Yes.
You know the problem with the church pastor, here's this. They try to divide the tares from the wheat. They try to do God's job. And he said, let the tares and the wheat grow together till the time of the harvest, and God will do the dividing. He said, because if you divide them now, he said it will split the harvest.
That's it. My God.
Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Praise your name, Lord.
We just got to learn to trust the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We got to learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I didn't know it was going to start out like that. God just gave me a word for 1 minute. I said, okay, Lord, I need something different. And I closed the Word of God and opened right back up. I said, okay, that's what I'm to preach. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to call it? He said, learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. Because I was going to preach something totally different. The Lord said, no, I want you to preach this. And I mean, he'll give it to you. If you ask him, he'll do it.
Amen.
Lord, what do you want me to preach right here? Oh, Lord, give me something else. Every time, just about. We get something from God. As a minister, you know what I'm saying. You get something from God, get it ready, and the Holy Ghost say, no, I want you to preach something different. Now, that was for you and me, and now this is for them. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Come on now.
That was for us. Me and you, the relationship. Now go after those religious people that ain't got no relationship. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So in closing, I'd like to say we all need to learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Reason we're dying today from so many diseases. We got so much garbage in our body. I don't know why I'm saying that, but we got a lot of stuff in our body, and we're the ones making ourselves sick because we're listening to everybody else say and do what we want them to, what they want to do. And you know, we like our flesh stroked a little bit. We like our ego stroked. Well, it makes me feel good. It's all right. Sometimes we got to learn to get a hold of God for ourselves. And see, I'm going to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if that thing be of God. If God said it, I'll do it. But if he didn't say it, I'm going to say phooey on the other person and follow after what God says. Because I tell you, listening to certain people, we can end up in an early grave.
Amen.
It's a point unto man wants to die, and I'm done after this. And then the judgment, like Brother Robin said. But how many of us get into an early grave because we decide to listen to somebody other than the Holy Ghost?
My God.
That's it. I had nothing else to say. God just told me to shut my mouth. Anybody listening today on camera?
My God.
Listening by audio or video? If you're lost or backslid, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. If you're religious or backslid because of religion, call on Jesus.
Amen.
It's time to come home. Somebody needed to hear that today.
Come on.
Hallelujah. He'll save you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There he comes back. He missed the whole thing.
Wow.
Oh, glory. Kol rabasha rabasa.
Amen.
Woo. I'm said a holy amen. That's a good word, brother.
Oh, God.
Awesome word.
I just said amen. You come in. You missed the whole thing.
No, I missed. I got quoted.
Oh, really?
I got quoted.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.